Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmix. On the broadcast today, part two of my interview with Congressman Mark Amaday of CD2. Here for the whole show, an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Choice where we go to school, even if it's unsafe or we're being bullied. It's not fair. Every family should be able to choose the school that is best for us, not just the families who have a lot of money. Governor Lombardo wants to give every kid and every family the ability to go to a school where we can learn and where we're safe. He's fighting for us. Thank you, Governor Lombardo.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways, with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. We continue our conversation. This is part two of our interview with Congressman Mark Amaday of CD2. So, for folks who haven't caught up on segment one, they should go back and watch the previous show. You mentioned Ivanpah. Which is the reliever airport that I think is going to actually end up being the airport in Southern Nevada, but yeah. It's 10 years or more out, and so discussions to be had on that. But there's going to be tremendous growth there. I mean, 5,000 acres to 6,000 acres already approved, 17,000 additional acres for all the facilities that go around there. There's going to be huge growth down I-15, and that's where it's heading. Southern Nevada Water Authority going through Sloan Canyon to extend water. NV Energy, I understand, is also extending their power lines to accommodate this. At the same time, you have the chair of the Clark County Commission, Tick Sagerblum, who is not a pro-growther in terms of spread. He would like to see things go vertical instead of horizontal. Dina Titus, as you mentioned in the previous show, was the author of Ring Around the Valley, which basically meant the same thing. Go vertical instead of horizontal, yeah. So you don't have that spread because it saves water, it does a lot of beneficial things. How much of that do you think played in to the attacks that you came under?
Well, I think it did to some extent. And you say, well, I don't know, you know, was it half of it? Was it more than half? It's like, it was surely a significant part of it. But that works great for May of 2025. But if you're looking at what you want the world to be like, and I'm not saying I know what it is, I don't. In Clark County, for instance, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, Sam, whether it's vertical, horizontal, whatever the heck, you have to have a vision. And to get the best vision, you need to be intimately involved in water, sewer, air quality. What kind of neighborhoods do you want? What kind of mix between housing do you want?
Energy.
Obviously, there's energy's part of it. Obviously, there's a housing affordability crisis, and I'm not talking about affordability for starter homes or affordability for apartments. It's affordability for everything, and that's not going to be an easy solution. But to sit there and go, well, we're going to limit ourselves. Sam, when you got a state that's 80% federally owned, now that's not all BLM, but it's a whole bunch of it is. Obviously, you have to give that some serious consideration in terms of, well, what's the cost of that versus to tear down and go vertical with more Turnberry Plaza towers or whatever the stuff is. It's like, well, that's conversations that should be had locally, which gets me back to my thing is, we try to be driven by the local planners and zoners. What do you want to be when you grow up, Boulder City? What do you want to be, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, whatever? And so when you figure that out, come tell us what you need. We're a very small part of it, but it's an integral part, which is if you don't got the square footage that you can then plan and zone over and manage, then you don't have the ability to really do what you think's right for your community.
Well, Mayor Romero of Henderson obviously is interested in growth. I mean, she made the accommodation with Clark County over the Ivanpah bill that went through the legislature last session.
Yeah.
As they're looking at the film bills for the tax credits, that the Summerlin one, they've said 28,000 jobs. Where are those people going to live?
Very fair question.
I always put the 50% on. Whenever, you know, my apologies to all the planners, but whenever somebody says, well, we're going to get 100,000 whatevers, I always divide it in half because that tends to be the reality. But even if it's 14,000 people, that's 14,000 families. They're going to need a place to live in Summerlin?
Well, Sam, you bring up a great point, which is, we'll take that bill for instance. Like, okay, if you do this, they will come. It's like, I get that, except the whoever they is, Sony or whoever, is like, well, who's making that decision and what are they looking at? Because you know what I know. Well, how are the schools? What's the affordability? What's the health care? What's all these things if we go build the Field of Dreams or whatever there? And it's like, there's a lot of stuff. The only thing that encourages me in it is, well, they're coming from Southern California. And so it's kind of hard to go, oh yeah, we want to stay in Southern California right now. So that's probably the biggest thing. But I mean, we went through it out here with the Panasonic Gigafactory. Well, if you do all this stuff, then they're going to do this. Well, now you've got a little history, at least in that instance, to go, well, I think back in the Brian Sandoval governor days, it's like, I think that kind of worked out, you know? It wasn't a bust. We don't feel like we got hosed.
45,000 jobs currently at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Yeah, which is the irony in part of this bill, which is still in moving in the Northern Nevada Economic Development, 15,000 acres for kind of Trick 2 or whatever the right name
TRI is. TRI 2, yes.
Yeah, but here's the part that people miss. They're going, oh my God, it's like the bill preserves all existing right-of-ways. So when the hunting groups that think that, oh my God, it sells all of Humboldt County off except the city of Winnemuck, it's like, what are you ingesting that is foreign to your body that doesn't do anything there? So when you look at Trick 2, it's like, well, that's 15,000 acres. It's like, yeah, it's checkerboard. It's not taking, you know, the XYZ wilderness, whatever the heck. East of Sparks, same thing. Oh, by the way, the bill says you will be fully compliant with NEPA. Oh, and the bill said, as they all do, you will comply with all local planning and zoning. So when you look at some of those talking points, you're going, well, I don't know how you can compare. All the local planners and zoners still have complete control over how it develops. Oh, and by the way, you still must comply with NEPA. It's like, well, won't that address those things? Well, yeah, well, if you read the bill. But if we're just having a political talking point party, then have a nice party.
All right. Since this brouhaha blew up, have the other offices reached out to you? I mean, I thought, and I had a smile on my face when you said that I'm still good friends with Dina, whether she knows it or not.
Yeah.
I thought that was a wonderful line.
Yeah.
And you know, you and Dina are two very pragmatic people for the state of Nevada, even though you're on opposite sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
I think that you are both very pragmatic people for the state of Nevada. So I hope that the offices are at least having conversations to say, okay, how do we move forward with all of this that will benefit the entire state rather than, oh, he's just doing it for this or she's just doing it for that or whatever.
Well, which is why I think talking points do nothing to further that. But it's like, listen, the objectives are still the objectives. Give Clark County the chance to determine responsibly what its future wants to be.
Does it have a choice? I mean, you know.
How can Las Vegas become no growth?
Well, Sam, exactly. Well,
those words don't even go in the same sentence.
It can't. I mean, you know, at least I give Dina credit for, and Tick for the same thing, which is that they're at least saying, okay, let's go up instead of out to conserve things. But the population of Las Vegas, if they're going to keep importing major entertainment, whether it's sports or potentially movies or whatever, because you know that bill is going to come back in 2 years unless the movie industry finds another home. But what's more convenient than Southern Nevada? Just hop over the state line and you're there.
Yeehaw.
A lot of people don't even have to move.
Yeah. Well,
so the growth is going to be there. I mean, you know, what, two more arenas or stadiums?
And listen, great. I mean, yeehaw. Somebody's doing a great job. Here's the part, though, when you start talking about resources and you go and you say, well, up versus out. Okay, whatever. The conversation that I'm really interested in, when you talk about resources, when you talk about water, sewer, power, all those kind of basic things, it's like, well, Clark County is what? 2.5 million, something like that. But there's 54 million people a year that show up for large segments of time. And so when you say, let's try to figure out, based on hotel occupancy or whatever, what's the real population of Clark County? Because if it was really only 2.75 million or something like that, oh, heck, water your lawn, you know? The Southern Nevada Water Authority's done a great job in making stuff go farther by getting rid of lawns and stuff. But it's like, let's quit fooling ourselves. The vitality and the viability of this community, this county, counts on 54-ish million people a year coming into that airport or driving up I-15, mostly the airport. And so you're like, that's fine. I'm not saying that's evil, but you need to start having that conversation in a very transparent way to go, here's what we really need, and here's how we can support it. Oh, and by the way, everybody wants to continue to grow at some sort of responsible rate. Here's how we're going to have to handle that. I sat in on the meeting with the governor and the Secretary of Interior and the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's like, you know, everybody, that's nice that everybody has a general grip on it, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, kind of the Marilyn Kirkpatrick stuff, it's like, where's the water coming from? And how quick are you going to need it? And so, you know, it's on the one hand, you got the clock.
Can I hang on? Is there an answer to that?
Well, I don't think there is yet. That's the bad news. But the good news is there's time to develop it, but it needs to become a priority, because when you get something like, well, here's 65,000 acres, not the answer to all of Clark County's problems. I mean, heck, if you still got 30,000 left in SNP limits, not like what was picked on the map then was all, you know, great stuff, because it's still out there. And so when you're trying to figure those things out, but to sit there and go, absolutely not, hell no, we won't go, and all the talking point stuff, and yeah, this is going to hurt the hunters and fishermen. It's like, really? In Mesquite and Moapa? Well, let me know how that's working for you. Maybe we missed something. But I guess I'll end by saying this. Talking points don't solve any problems. People solve problems sitting there talking about what's, like you said, what's the time frame? How much do you need? What's going on with power? What's going on with water? What's going on with wastewater? All that stuff, flood control. And it's like, when I hear talking points about, oh, this is scurrilous and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, listen, if this was a secret, then so was, you know, you pick it. The fact that the Pacers just beat the Knicks.
And on that note, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
The
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. We're doing two shows with him, so if you've missed the first show, please go back to the website or check it out. Okay, so one of the things we haven't dealt with so far was the accusations from Susie Lee about some kind of conspiracy with Utah for the stealing water from the Colorado River. And you were adjacent to this. Any truth to that? What's that all about? That seemed to come out of nowhere.
Well, I served on the Colorado River Commission when Jim Gibbons was the governor. So I know a little bit about the seven basin states and, you know, who's got what and all that other sort of thing. And all I will say is this. I don't know who the source was on that. That's really interesting that Mike Lee and the whole Utah delegation would back a bill that basically somehow takes the smallest allocation in the basin states and gives it to Utah? Really? I mean, 200,000 acre feet is our allocation. It's like, boy, that's news to me. I didn't realize I was doing that, but absolutely no. There was never any discussion about Colorado River and the basin states and somehow changing that. And oh, by the way, the last place, if you want to do a sneaky tiki thing, is the U.S. Congress dealing with the Colorado River Basin States allocations.
Did you get any response from John Ensminger?
Oh, no, there was nothing to talk about. It's like, I don't know where that came from, you know? Heck.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's deal with where we are in this process.
Yep.
Where do you think this is going in the United States Senate? With reconciliation.
You know, good question. I can tell you this. I kept Mike Lee fully informed as this was developing over those 3-4 days. And by the way, not that Mike Lee's new to the whole process, but I don't think it helps Nevada when you've got the other five people in the delegation talking the way they did, talking points, and it's like, this guy's committee controls this in the Senate. You know, is anybody thinking a couple of moves down the road? Or is it just scorch the earth, and when we're all in control again, if we're all still there, then we'll have it our way. It's like, wow, okay. Not a great plan, I don't think, but you know what? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer either. But it'll be interesting to see what happens in the Senate, because the one good thing that came out of it is, in the old days, I mean, we passed the Pershing County thing out of the House 2 Congresses ago. We went to the Senate. And it was like, well, that's like going to the fifth moon past Jupiter. Never heard from any of it again. And so, even when the D's were running the Senate, I mean, Catherine had a terrible time getting her stuff out of the committee, and she was on it. She was one of the subcommittee chairmen. That's not a dig on Catherine. It's like, I don't know how that world works over there, but I like the fact that we now have a really good relationship and talking relationship with the chairman of natural resources in the Senate.
Have the problems that were on that resource committee subsided? Because you have talked in the past about one of the advisors to the committee who was in a big fight with Harry Reid over the years.
Yeah.
Has that subsided?
David Brooks.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. We haven't had a chance to really concentrate on it. We're sitting here and, you know, barely into June. But that'll be interesting. I guess you'll have a first indication to see if any what comes out of the weeds or doesn't as they're doing their version of reconciliation over there in the coming weeks. But, you know, when you get back to regular order, there are still things like holds that can be put on bills and stuff like that over there to effectively, you don't put holds on to get stuff passed, you put them on to stop it. And so when you say, well, how are things going to work? It's like, well, somebody needs to maintain some collegial, effective conversation, factual conversation on resource issues in the West. And I'm not sure that little few days did a lot of help for over there. I don't care, Sam. It's like, hey, you know you're over the target if you're taking fire. And so that's fine. But we still need to, as the point you keep making, we still need to pass the Northern Nevada stuff. If that includes 15,000 acres for Sparks, that's fine. Huge swaths of federal special designations in northern Washoe County.
So let me ask you this real quick. So if it looks like you can get this done and get the votes in the Senate as well, do you think that the rest of the delegation will come around, whether privately or publicly, and support you?
Well, if the shoe was on the other foot, I know I would.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
All hail the $200,000 Cash is King giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly prize drawings including thousands in cash and free play. And two big grand prize giveaway events, each with a $15,000 cash winner guaranteed. Only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. All right, President Trump has proven something that I don't think anybody believed could happen, which is he has essentially shut down the southern border. Remarkable. Is this not the time for Congress to take action and pass immigration reform? We've got it shut down. Now let's fix it because we need service workers, construction workers, hospital workers, you know, computer scientists, on and on and on. Is there any noise in Congress on either side saying, let's get immigration done. This is the perfect time.
In a realistic sense, a tiny bit. But here's the huge political opportunity that I think is being missed by this administration. They haven't been afraid to basically stick the shovel in the ground and start doing the spade work on all sorts of stuff. What better political move would there be if, here's the White House's immigration bill. You want to get the conversation started for real? Here it is. For many of the points that you make in terms of, you've always been for, you know, merit-based immigration and blah, 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 and the visa system's way too slow and screwed up and all that stuff where it's like, here you go. This isn't too big for you guys. Waiting for coalitions to form on the R side of the fence, the D side of the fence, where everybody can't keep themselves from throwing in all the political ingredients. It's like, come with a straight up, here's the deal, immigration-based, blah, blah, there you go. Yeehaw, it's like, wow. First one since Reagan. Huge opportunity.
I think it takes the president. I think it takes John Thune, who I'm very surprised has been so far behind the scenes, but he would be a very strong voice for this.
Yep.
And then probably either Chuck Schumer or somebody that the Democrats truly respect at this point in time, because that's how it happened in 86, and that's how it's only going to happen again if leadership jumps in.
I don't disagree. And it's interesting when you look around on who's got issues in terms of that. Andy Harris, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, issues on needing seasonal workers for the seafood industry off the coast of Maryland. Not that there's a seafood industry off. It's like you've got the pieces there. If somebody will sit down in a room with nice, clear air and good ventilation and go, okay, what can we agree on? Let's start with that. Where's the hard stuff? Let's see what we can knock out with that. Even if you have to leave a few things out to get the main thing done, huge political stroke.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing two shows. Really appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games, it's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
You can always watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com. Thanks for watching and listening.